Hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. Thanks for being here today. I think everybody likes hearing good news. I think we especially like it when we're amongst the first to know that good news. Think about this. There's a big difference between getting a phone call from your best friend when they tell you about their pregnancy, their engagement, their new job, whatever that thing is. There's a big difference between that phone call versus finding out about it on Facebook. I mean, we value being invited in to participate in the lives of those people we love instead of being mere Facebook spectators. What's interesting is that today, the ability to share that kind of news with others is quick, it's easy. You can just tweet, you can post, you can hashtag, you can group text. We can communicate to the masses in just mere seconds. But obviously, when Jesus came to this earth, things were vastly different. In fact, in Jesus' day, when something important happened, such as the birth of a child, heralds were the ones that often spread that news. Families, when they would welcome new babies into their home, if they had the means to do it, they would actually hire someone. They would go throughout the community and announce that happy news. Now, Mary and Joseph, they didn't have the means to do that. They didn't have the money to afford that. But what's interesting is that God himself provided a company of heavenly heralds to proclaim the birth of his one and only Son. Now think about the scene. Shepherds were on their midnight watch. I mean, I'm telling you, their ears and eyes were open. They were looking for signs of danger. You can hear the sheep bleating in the background. And then out of nowhere, an angel of the Lord shows up, the glory of God and the news of a promise perfectly kept. It's amazing that God chose this group of men as the first to hear that good news. See, in Jesus's day, people regarded shepherds as liars and thieves. They're nomadic. They moved from place to place to graze their flock, so people didn't really trust them. Yet this is who God announced this to. God announced the Messiah's coming to this group of men. He told them first. He didn't tell royalty. He didn't tell the religious leaders. He told the shepherds, the lowly and the insignificant. He invited them into his story, and then he mobilized them to be the very first evangelist. And as soon as they heard that good news of Jesus's birth, they felt compelled to act. They went with haste. They left their flocks behind. They went to find Mary, Joseph, and the Savior child in the manger. And once they beheld that one through whom salvation would come, they spread the word of all that had taken place. I think if you think about it, we're like these men. We're the unlikely recipients of an unbelievable reality. And just as God called the shepherds to witness and to testify to Christ's birth, we're called to herald the saving work of his death and resurrection. And as believers, we've been invited into his story. We're sent out as heralds of both his first coming and his second coming. And as we think about these shepherds, let us respond to this good news of great joy with amazement, with belief, and with action. Today, as we wrap up today's podcast, I want you to consider, as we're nearing Christmas, who is somebody you can tell this good news to? Who is somebody that you can share the good news of Jesus? Maybe it's a neighbor, a coworker, an acquaintance, a friend. I don't know who that is for you, but today, would you begin praying for opportunities? Would you be praying for the opportunity to speak truth in love to that person and point them to Jesus? Well, as we wrap up today, over the last couple of weeks, we've spent some time in gratitude and we've spent some time in reflection. And so if you're able to join me now, if you're driving or doing something else and you can't do this, no sweat, you can come back to it if you want to. But if you're able to, would you just pull over for a moment? Would you step off the treadmill? Would you turn off whatever's distracting you and just take a moment to take a few deep breaths? In through your nose, out through your mouth. Take another deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. One more, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And just slowly close your eyes. Right now, would you just tell the Lord one or two things that you're thankful for today? That you'd start today out of this posture of gratitude. As you do that, would you take a moment to consider who was it that first told you about the good news of Jesus? Who was it that helped point you to the Savior? As you consider that person, would you pray a prayer of thanksgiving for them? Would you lift them up today, that they're still living, that they would have ears to hear what God wants to say to them today, that they would have the courage to obey whatever God has placed in their path today, that they would sense God's nearness today? And as we pray, perhaps there's somebody that God's placed on your heart, somebody that needs to hear the good news of Jesus this season. Would you pray for them? And as we close our time of prayer, would you just thank God for giving this good news to the most unlikely people? Would you thank Him for being the unlikely recipient of this unbelievable reality? Then would you ask for the courage to do what those shepherds did, that we'd be amazed by this good news, that our belief would grow, and that we would take action? Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the good news of Jesus. Help our lives to reflect that. Help us to live this truth out. In Jesus' name. Hey, thanks again for being on the Weekday Podcast today. I want to invite you to check out the website, ChristmasandSugarHill.com. ChristmasandSugarHill.com. It's got our schedule for the rest of the month. It's got family devotions that you can download and use personally or with your family. And it's a great website to share on social media as a way of inviting other people to be part of this Christmas season here at Sugar Hill Church. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.